Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, it's come that time of year, Greg, when you must be putting things by.
We put things by when we have an abundance of them so that we can enjoy them during the season when they're not growing. We've either canned them or pickled them or dried them or froze them.
It seems like just yesterday I ate the last of my applesauce that I canned last year.
Well, that's pretty good. Because now you've got a whole new batch of apples to work with.
Yeah, I do. There's things like jam. There are plenty of fall fruits. Obviously, you're not going to have much in the way of local. I'm talking about local produce right now. You're not going to have the berries, the raspberries and the blackberries and the strawberries and cherries. But there are fall plums. Alas, you're too late for the apricots, folks.
Yes.
That's over.
But if you had canned them when they were abundant, then you would
have
them.
That's right. And I did do that. In my wisdom, I put up about 4 hastily done jars of apricots.
Uh-huh.
Or no, 8 jars, actually.
8.
I can make some jam from that now and preserves and stuff like that. You don't have to go to any elaborate length. It's easier than you think, folks.
Making a jam is pretty much fruit and sugar, lemon juice, and pectin, this carbohydrate that helps thicken the jam. Now, there's some fruits that are just naturally high in pectin, and you don't have to add any. Apricots are one of those.
There's also some pectin that doesn't require you to add much
sugar. And this is something to pay attention to. If you're going to be making jams, the standard has been way too much sugar per cup of fruit. They say a cup to a cup, which is nonsense, because 1 cup of sugar, first of all, weighs 7 ounces.
Yeah.
And 1 cup of fruit that you've cut up, chances are, is not going to weigh more than 4 or 5 ounces.
Yeah.
If you want to do 1 cup of fruit by weight to the equal weight of sugar, even that can be too much. You can cut way down.
I think you can cut drastically down, and I think you should view any recipe that was printed before 10 years ago, view it with some suspicion as far as the sugar content, because there was a tremendous tendency to inflate the amount of sugar you're putting in. Because sugar became so inexpensive, people thought, well, you know, it must be all right. I think I'll double this amount.
Okay, we have pickling, too. And so we have hard root vegetables, which are really good, like turnip.
You know, yes.
Rutabaga. Those are good to make pickles with. And you might have some late season cucumbers, the pickling cukes, which you
peppers.
Can certainly, and peppers are great for pickling.
They are excellent for pickling, and you'll be glad you did it. There's many, many different ways to do it. The pickling liquid that you use inevitably involves vinegar and some other mixture, right?
Yeah, vinegar, water, salt.
People will have all kinds of personal
preferences.
You can go over these things yourself. You look online. Mm-hmm. So much information is available on these things. It's certainly worth checking it out. It's not difficult to do.
We also should remember drying. Even plums would be good dried. The trick is not to over-dry. You want it to be chewy. You don't want it to be so dry that you'll break your jaw trying to eat it.
Well, they do make things called fruit leather.
But that's different. That's stretchy.
Chewy, but stretchy. And a lot of these things are very good to take for backpacking and for other things. Now, you can dry fruits, vegetables, meats.
Meats, like jerky. Jerky is great to do.
Most of these things, like the meats in particular, would have been better to do during the hot weather. It's probably not so wise to be doing it now unless you're going to be doing it in the oven. But you can do it in your oven. Uh-huh. You can also buy dehydrators and so forth.
Right. You layer the strips of meat that you've dipped into soy sauce or whatever you're using as your medium for flavoring the meat. And then you put it on a rack in your dryer. Follow what the manufacturer says about drying temperature and for how long. It's a wonderful way to preserve meat.
Yeah, they usually dry them at about 140 degrees.
Which is not really high at all.
No. People turn up their nose at drying vegetables, but you have to realize you're going to be making soups and stews as the winter progresses.
Right. You can dry carrots. You know, you can dry zucchini.
Yes.
You can dry all these vegetables in your dryer.
And mushrooms particularly.
And mushrooms are great in soups and sauces.
Yes. One of the beauties of mushrooms is they can be reconstituted
yes.
so readily. Many of these vegetables, they suggest taking 8 hours to reconstitute it. Leave it in moisture overnight, and then in the morning you can drain it. For mushrooms,
no,
not at all. But mostly it's fruit that you want to dehydrate. Apples, they're just glorious, really.
And apple slices especially, you dry them so that they'll be preserved, but they have a wonderful chew to them. You can make apple chips very thin, zucchini chips that are very thin. there's a whole range of textures as well as objects for dehydrating.
Well, with that, we're going to ask you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.